Welcome to the show that helps you break through barriers to achieve an extraordinary life. This is Life, Then Finance with your host, Caroy King. Questions from listeners just like you will help to foster practical solutions to issues in your life. Now, here is your host, Caroy King.
Today is a wonderful day. I'm all energized and excited. And our scripture will be Matthew 7:13-14. Matthew 7:13-14. And I encourage you later in the day, read the whole chapter. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Praise the Lord! I've always loved this scripture. You know, the narrow part? Oh boy! It's so easy to go with what everybody does. And we've all fallen prey of it. I know I did. For example, I came from a cash economy, right? Born, raised Ugandan. I get to the United States, and when I was going through school, you would just sign up for loans. No one would ask anything. Oh, it was so easy. One signature would get you any kind of funding you needed for school. You realize later that, oh my God, these decisions were known to the right ones, but everybody was doing it, and it looked like second nature. You know, then you realize after school, oops, I gotta pay all this back. Uh-oh. So you're starting off your new life with a negative, a burden. Debt is a bondage. You know, it was a real example that I realized quickly. I'm like, this path is no good. I better change the way I do things. So then the wide path will be easy. It is what's already going on. That easy way of being complacent and sitting back and doing almost nothing. The narrow gate. Do you know many will even those who find it may decide to ignore it. But there are those few who will find it and actually sign up to be part of the army. We are all equipped to be part of the army, but we can choose, because of the free will, we can say no, or we can say yes. When we say yes, then the Holy Spirit starts working on us, putting us in line to be able to carry the vision, because this narrow path is taking you to your glory days, moving from glory to glory. It comes in phases and in levels. As soon as you say yes to the call, then the cleanup starts. We start working on the righteousness, the purity. You start being quickly convicted of those little things that you do, the foxes that spoil the vine, those little foxes. But remember, the yoke is light, so there is no guilt or condemnation. The Holy Spirit helps us through this journey while He's taking us where our glory days are. There is a process of cleanup, and you know, for every vision, it has an appointed time. Though it tarries, wait for it. Just because it's tarrying a little bit, it doesn't mean that it won't come to pass. It always speaks at the very end. When you're all cleaned up, you're learning how to maintain a pure, clean heart, your objective is Jesus and only the business of God, you only do the works of the Father, that's all you're concerned about, that's all you think about, focusing on being in His will. Those are the exciting times. And you'll have a knowing by the prompting of the Holy Spirit. He will let you know you're on track, even when you haven't arrived, because there's no such thing as arriving. But you'll know, and you know you're on track. You're almost there. The glory days are going to start unveiling, and it will be one of those things where eye has not seen, no ear has heard, no entered even the hearts of men what God is about to do. His ways are greater than yours. You will be in awe while even the people outside are in awe. So you're all in awe. They're asking you what's going on. You're like, I don't know, But God is moving for sure. And if you want to jump on the narrow path, everyone has to get cleaned out at some point.
Thank you again for tuning in to Life Then Finance. Please join Karoy King for another edition next week. For coaching, booking speaking engagements, and any other inquiries, please send an email to Karoy King at lifethenfinance.com or visit www.lifethenfinance.com. May the coming week be filled with exceeding grace and favor in every aspect of your life.